Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Fair Foul Friday. And it's Falcons Friday too, man. So you guys have to play the game.
Is this where I go, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Nah, man, but I always love playing Fair Foul Friday with Rob in the building, man. It's a lot of fun. We'll dive right into it.
You don't play. You just ask questions. I play with Rob.
Okay. If you want to get into semantics and cut me off in the middle of my segment, then that's one thing. All right. So we'll do this. You guys know how to play the game. If you've never heard this segment before, welcome in. Thank you for listening. What I do is I make a statement. Rob and Bo say whether or not it's fair or it's foul. So let's start off. We'll go straight to Bama versus Georgia. Fair or foul, Bama will be Georgia's toughest game this year. And let me remind you some of the games they have coming up. They'll play Auburn. They'll play Mississippi State. They'll go to Austin to play Texas. They'll go to Ole Miss, and they'll have Tennessee at home. Bama will be Georgia's toughest opponent this season. Fair or foul, Bo, we'll start with you.
I got to go foul. I think Bama is extremely good. I think they're one of the top 5 to 7 teams in the country right now. But I think going to Austin, Texas is going to be different for Georgia. I just think it's a different trip. Bama's a team you've played and you kind of understand them and you know what's in it. But I think this Texas thing could possibly catch them off guard if they're not ready for it player-wise. And I think Texas is the best team in the country right now.
All right. What do you think, Rob?
Foul when they go to Austin.
Okay. All right. You let him talk you into it.
I thought that beginning with that. I'm an independent thinker.
Unbelievable. All right. How about
I
this
can
one?
Confirm that.
Let's focus on another big game happening this weekend, Falcons and Saints. Falcons, and we talked about this stat category yesterday. Falcons, sacks plus takeaways. Sacks plus takeaways will be 5 or more. Sacks plus takeaways will be 5 or more for the Falcons against the Saints on Sunday. Sacks plus takeaways, 5 or more. Bo, we'll start with you.
I'm going to have to go foul, and I hate that I'm doing that way, but that would be an anomaly of a game. So what we've seen so far.
Right.
I think you're averaging like a sack and a turnover, or a sack and a turnover and a half, or something. It's like a 1.5 is a sack turnover, whatever number you're saying. Right now for this team, jump to 5, that's a lot. I do think the number goes up this week, though.
Yeah. All right, what do you think,
Rob? I'm going to say fair. Eric McCoy out of the lineup for the Saints. They're only averaging 3 yards a carry without him in the lineup. They're going to run. They're not going to be able to run the balls effectively. David Carr not as mobile. Mm. Yes.
I hope you're right.
I hope you're right. All right, let's talk about a little bit of baseball. Dodgers and Yankees clinched yesterday. If the Braves weren't able to make it, Dodgers versus Yankees is by far the most watchable World Series. Dodgers versus Yankees is by far the most watchable World Series if the Braves aren't able to make it. We'll start with you, Rob.
For nostalgia purposes, yeah, glamorous, iconic franchises, I will say fair.
Okay, what do you think, Bo? Dodgers versus Yankees, most watchable World Series.
Everything he said is reason why if my life was on the line, I would say fair. However, I'm going to tell you foul. Because I couldn't care less to watch the Dodgers and the Yankees. I'm sick of both teams. I don't like both teams. I think it's a turnoff for some markets, but you're going to get more people watching that series than you've probably gotten in the last 20 years of a World Series.
And I won't pay much attention. I'd watch a Game 7 if it went to Game 7. Yeah. I'd just kind of peek at it here and there.
One and seven is what I'd watch. Yeah. I might have it on to see if Ohtani does anything special. But
All right, let's go to this one. Last night, obviously, we talked about Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit in the booth. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, better than Buck and Aikman. Michaels and Herbstreit on Thursday night, better than Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Rob, we'll start with you.
Fair, because I just love Al Michaels.
Right.
And I think he brings something out of Herbstreit, too, and I like Herbie.
But he gets a little edge on Kirk, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It brings a little edge to him. I think you're completely right.
Foul.
Okay.
I'm a bigger fan of Aikman than I am Herbstreit in the booth.
Okay.
And I like what Troy Aikman brings. I mean, this has nothing to do with the fact that we have stood at urinals next to each other, and he does wash his hands afterwards. I'm just saying, I like Aikman as an analyst better than Herbstreit in the booth.
But he chews with his mouth open.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. I was curious.
Let's go back to Tuscaloosa for this next one, and we mentioned this one going into the break. The winning quarterback tomorrow night will become the Heisman favorite. Whoever it is, Jalen Milroe, Carson Beck, whichever one it is, Rob, we'll start with you. Fair foul.
Foul, foul, foul. Travis Hunter, if he stays healthy.
Travis, okay, all right. I did not think you were going to go there, but yeah, okay. I tend to agree with you. What do you think, Bo? Fair
foul. It's absolutely foul, and Rob said it perfectly. I will add this to what Rob said. The Heisman Trophy is about to be the supposed to be about the best player in college football, not the best quarterback or on the best
back.
Team
yep.
in college football. Therefore, if you don't give it to Travis Hunter and he stays healthy, as Rob said, then you need to change the name of the trophy or the meaning of the trophy is at this point because you're all liars.
All right, let's go back to last night's game. Daniel Jones is the quarterback of the Giants in the 2025 season. Daniel Jones, quarterback of the Giants in the 2025 season. But we'll start with you. Is that fair or foul?
It's foul as this trajectory. They're not going to lose games and stay with Daniel Jones as a starting quarterback. I don't think Daniel Jones is playing badly, though. That's the problem, is he might lose the job and not really be playing terrible. However, you're not putting enough touchdowns on the board, and you need to be. He still needs to be better.
Rob,
his story could be similar to Vikings quarterback
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he could go somewhere else and get a new lease on life. Carson Beck will be the quarterback of the Giants next year.
But I do think he's been better in his career at this point.
Whoa.
I just want to get
Carson
hot take.
Beck, not Shador Sanders.
No.
All right, let's get two more. Is it weird, or I'm going to say, it's weird that A's fans were taking dirt from the Coliseum last night. It's weird that the A's fans were taking dirt, shoveling dirt into bags and taking it home. Weird that A's fans were taking dirt. Rob, we'll start with you.
Foul, I get it. I certainly get it. There's a lot of history of that franchise, especially in the 70s, late 80s with La Russa, Canseco, Maguire. It's not weird.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Bo?
I wouldn't do it.
The A's fans were taking dirt home last night.
That's foul. I would take dirt home too from a stadium that I had those memories from.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't mean it's like dump dirt. I mean, it the stadium's
a lot of losses on that dirt.
You know, they had a lot of wins too, dude. I hate to break it to you, but they were at one time a really, really good team before, and even
did they three-peat in the early 70s?
I don't know if they three-peated it, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Someone looked that up. I think they may have.
All right, let's
finish.
They
were a storied franchise until they got a trash ownership group.
Let's finish with this one. Bama versus Georgia will be played at least twice this year. At least twice this year, you'll see Bama versus Georgia. Rob, we'll start with you.
They could play three times.
They could. At least twice. Fair foul.
I will say fair.
Okay. Yeah, you think you'll see it again. Bo, what do you think?
Foul.
Fair foul.
I don't think they play in the SEC championship game, and I'm not sure because of that if they play in the college football playoff.
No, interesting stuff, man.
That doesn't mean that both teams can't.
They did three-peat.
That either team could be in the national title, or I just don't think they're going to match up because of
the seeding.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's cool. Thank you guys for playing. That is Fair Foul Friday, man.
That was a very efficient, solid.
You like just rolling through effort. There, baby.
I love
Hit
all
me
those.
With it.
I love the hard-hitting sports questions that this week. It was. Yeah. It was
cleaner than zero red. You know what? You know what? Fair foul.
You guys
Friday,
it was, if I need
you
to.
Gave us a smart lasting clean
That's
with
right.
that one.
That's
just
right.
Like zero res.